This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today with What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for joining us. Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall this hour. We're going to get right to your questions. We have questions that started coming in yesterday, so we really have to get to it. And others welcome as well. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. If you've never called in to the Talk Radio Town Hall before, make sure you let Manny know that, and we're going to get you on in a priority status right away, because we love everybody that calls the Talk Radio Town Hall, obviously, but we never get a chance to get to everybody. So if you've not gotten in before, we want to make sure you get in. And the best advice I can give you, so we don't have what invariably happens, and that is people that we didn't get a chance to get to at the end of the hour, call early in the program. Don't hold back. Get in early in the program. Get in queue, and we'll get you on, okay? To call, 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, or studio at What's On Your Mind Radio to email. A lot of text questions yesterday. Text Todd at 226-8503, and you can also text me at 367-2054. Good morning, Todd Mitchell. How are you, sir?
Morning, Scott. And I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, fantastic. I'm doing great. Had a wonderful evening last night at the Ramcota in Bismarck, the First Choice Clinic annual dinner. It's a fabulous organization. Governor Burgum and Lieutenant Governor Sanford and his wife Sandy and Senator Tom Campbell, Monsignor James Shea, Father Brian Gross, Bill and Laurel Twite were with us from Hazen, North Dakota, my wife Maria and I. Fabulous time, and so many wonderful people. There's nothing can replace being in a room full of 600 people that think, you know, like you do, that want change like you do. It really is, it's empowering. It lifts you up. It's wonderful. It's a good cause. It was good to be there last night with some good folks who care very deeply about the good work that they do at the First Choice Clinic, the Pregnancy Help Center, the lives they impact. So it was lots of fun. Congressman Cramer's on the Newsmaker line, so we're going to get to it here. Hello, Congressman Cramer. How are you?
Hey, I'm very well. Thanks, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, and I understand you have the good fortune of being in North Dakota for a few more hours today,
right?
Anyway.
That's
back to D.C., yeah?
Yeah. Well, it was interesting because of the winter weather in the Northeast. Things got messed up pretty badly, so I ended up flying into Bismarck last night with my family and spending the night here before heading to Washington today, because getting to Washington yesterday was futile.
Because they had snow, and you know, planes can't fly when they have snow. I guess they really don't do winter
it,
very sort well.
Of, it is interesting, Scott. One thing I've learned a lot about is logistics. I've learned that, you know, flying back and forth from Washington, and the complication, not so much even of the weather in Washington, which is bad enough, but it's really the weather other places that affects. When you have a winter storm that affects 80, 90 million people, that's over 100 members of Congress. So, you know, they can't get out of where they are to get to Washington, even if it's relatively reasonable in Washington. But what's even worse, by the way, is the Southeast, when Atlanta, which is, of course, the Delta hub, when they have any kind of weather, and they have a lot of it, by the way, a lot of extreme thunderstorms, it messes everybody up. And so anyway, so be it. It's one more day in Bismarck.
So is the effort to repeal and place Obamacare in some measure of trouble, if I am to believe a lot of news sources? Now, mind you, these are the same news sources that told me there'd be a President Hillary Clinton, so I do cautiously share this bit of information, but most of them say, I mean, this is big trouble. This isn't going to happen. The Senate's not going to, the House doesn't want to vote on anything the Senate's not going to do. The Senate doesn't like it. It's not going to happen. It's all falling apart. Is it falling apart?
Not at all, Scott. Now, I will say that, you know, there are forces on all sides that, you know, work against one another, and that's common, and it's as rich as our democracy is. But no, I think in the House we're in pretty good shape. Although the challenge, and by the way, you're right about the media. They dramatize everything. They find one senator that had a bad town hall, and pretty soon everything's collapsing around us. You know, but it does reflect, I think, the difference in the two chambers. On the House side, the challenges for our Affordable Care Act replacement come from the right. People that don't like the tax credits, they see it as a new entitlement. It's too generous, keeping people on Medicaid expansion until they don't need it any longer. The grants to states, even with flexibility and even with more market forces at work, it's still too much government interference because there are tax credits involved, a subsidy, if you will. On the Senate side, it's just the opposite. You have more moderate senators that say, no, it's got to be more generous. It's got to at least be as generous as the Affordable Care Act. And, they trust government a little more over there in the Senate. And so they want to see more of a government program with a lot more money going to more people. And so what I think we've done with the bill that we passed through the Energy and Commerce Committee and the Ways and Means Committee is threaded that needle. We found that balance. But Scott, also it's important to note that this plan is something we ran on. A lot of people say, well, it was just unveiled, 48 hours before the vote. Well, of course, that's not true. I ran on these very same principles with the book in hand throughout all of last summer. I handed out hundreds of copies of the Republican replacement plan. So the use of tax credits, for example, has been prominent in the Republican platform for 20 years at least, as it relates to how to deal with access to health care.
We have some questions that came in yesterday, and I promised this particular caller we play the question to give you a chance to answer. So, Todd, could you roll that one from yesterday, and we'll start with that.
Hey, I apologize if some of this is repetitive because I don't get a chance to listen as much as I'd like. But with Obamacare or American health care or whatever, the budgets come out and said that basically we're going to lose 15 to 20 million more people uninsured. How many of them did not want to be insured in the first place and had to be because of Obamacare? How many of them have a $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, and $10,000 deductible and it's absolutely worthless insurance in the first place because it was mandated? I mean, give me a break. But what they need to do is what they promised. Just get rid of it. Then pass a simple bill that says you have to keep 26-year-olds on the parents' insurance. Then pass a simple bill that deals directly with pre-existing. And it cannot be a situation where, bam, you're covered 100%. It can't be. That's not capitalism. They've got to have some type of a higher COBRA-type coverage or something. Mm-hmm. But they can be simple individual bills, and we need to fix the problem. It's not just insurance. Good luck to all of us. I know I'm paying double premiums already.
Now, if I could bottle that, Scott, I would bottle it and take it with me, although it sounds like dozens, if not hundreds, of other people I've heard from, but he said it so beautifully. So the problem with his suggestion, however, in terms of just repealing and then replacing it one item like that, one at a time, is that would require 60 votes in the Senate. And I know we go over this over and over and over again because it's such wonkish Washington speak, but we have this one opportunity to repeal taxes, penalties, mandate penalties, which in essence repeals the mandate, and then to replace with certain things like tax credits, Medicaid expansions, things that we're able to do within the rules of budget reconciliation that only require 51 votes. That's why we have to do so much of it in this first phase of this bill. But the caller references several other things that will be taken up as standalone bills in private bills. So, for example, he referenced keeping children on until 26. That was actually one of the Republican ideas that got into Obamacare. So we don't repeal that. We couldn't anyway, because that would require 60 Senate votes. We don't repeal the requirement for pre-existing conditions. But what we do in this bill is that we don't allow people to game the system. So we require them to maintain continuous coverage at least, for the most part of a year, so that you don't just get off and on insurance as you have these needs. We just can't allow that gaming of the system. So I agree with the caller, but the reason we did what we did with repeal and replace is budget reconciliation. But his other point that I think is was so valuable, and I think it's worth spending some time on, is how many of the people of the 14 million that will be dropped, well, could lose their insurance based on the CBO score, didn't want it in the first place. And that's the point. 4.7 million Americans were kicked off of their health care plan by Obamacare. Because remember, you get to keep your plan if you like it. Well, 5 million people.
Isn't that a really pointless debate anyway? I mean, look, it's going away. It's an old system that that didn't work. You know, deductibles went up. Costs went up. You know, some people lost coverage. You know, some people gained coverage. But like you say, we're forced into it. It's sort of just a waste of energy by even debating it, isn't it?
It is, because that same CBO score demonstrated all the things that we intended to do. Lowers premiums by 10%. Think of that, Scott. When's the last time we had a double-digit premium reduction? It reduces the deficit by $337 billion. How often do you hear Congress do something that reduces the deficit? It reduces, with the reduction of premiums, by the way, more people will get health care.
Hold that thought, if you would, Congressman Kramer. More of the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Uglum of Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer a two-day soybean marketing seminar designed expressly for soybean producers. Sharpen your soybean trading skills and learn more about trading soybeans in today's fast-paced markets. Topics to be covered include trading technologies, basis, options, hedging, contract types, producer marketing plans, and strategies. This seminar will be held March 14th and 15th at the North Dakota State University Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall, located at 811 2nd Avenue North in Fargo. The course will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson of NDSU. Seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register today by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office. Register by February 25th. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Congressman Kramer, you told us you couldn't do anything in Washington because you didn't have a majority. So we gave you a majority in Congress. What did you do? Nothing. You said you needed a majority in the Senate. So we gave you a majority in the Senate. And what did you do? Nothing. You said you needed the presidency to get anything done. So we gave you the presidency. And still, you're getting nothing done. You're not repealing Obamacare. You're not replacing Obamacare. You're tinkering with Obamacare and going to keep us living in the misery of Obamacare.
he should turn on the news. he might be the only person that has that opinion, because the media's brains are exploding, their heads are exploding over the fact that we're repealing and replacing Obamacare. Or go to one of my town halls and they'll find out that people know we're replacing and repealing Obamacare. Let me get back to the previous point, because the caller was right on point. One of the statistics that a lot of people maybe don't understand is we look at the CBO score, for example. CBO, 2 years ago, anticipated that there'd by now be 21 million people on an Obamacare exchange. Instead, there are 10.3 million. And, in fact, 19.2 million taxpayers either paid the mandate penalty or claim an exemption. So there are 10.3 million who pay for plans on exchanges, 19.2 million have chosen not to. And guess who those 19.2 million people are? They're people under the age of 40. They're the young, healthy people who said, are you kidding me? I'm not going to pay double, triple, kind of like the caller said, premiums, and then have a deductible I can't even afford to use. So they have coverage, but they don't have care, and that's part of these 14 million. So you just the notion of comparing 14 million that no longer have something that they're mandated to have by the government, and then not considering what they're going to be able to do with our system, which will bring down premiums by 10% as per that same score, and reduces the deficit and reduces taxes by nearly $1 trillion. So imagine what that does to the economy, Scott. People, the CBO cannot score dynamically, so they can't consider how many jobs will be created and startup businesses will be created now that they don't have the burden of this Obamacare hanging on them. 45% of the individual mandate hits the younger people the most significantly. So there's just, this is clearly a repeal and a replacement. If you don't believe us, ask Barack Obama. It is so different than Obamacare. It's hard to believe.
Another texter, it's time to repeal and replace Paul Ryan. Typical of Republicans to try and outdo another Democrat policy. No matter what the Republicans do, this will be a government-run program. Democrats win. Get rid of the entire thing, go back to the way it was before Obamacare, and then start from there. I'm so tired of Republicans trying to fix another bad Democratic plan.
See, again, I that makes zero sense when you consider, look at the liberals. There's not going to be one Democratic vote for this. Now, if this was better, more of the same, they'd all vote for it. And so I don't know where this is coming from. I know where it's coming from. It's coming from these organizations that make money out of saying things aren't conservative enough. And there are lots of them, and they just drive wedges between conservatives. But if you look at Paul Ryan, by the way, this is what we ran on. It's like the previous caller. This is exactly what we ran on. We've been running on it for years, replacing the exchanges, which are government-run exchanges, right, with credits that allow people to purchase into the private market. You know that 18 of the 23 co-ops have now collapsed. A third of the counties in this country have only one insurer and are losing that one in several cases. So it's the individual market that has been decimated, and we have to restore that market. And the way to do it is to create tax equity. For example, Scott, if you have a employer-provided health care, that's not taxed. The employer gets to deduct that. But if you have your own health care, you don't get to deduct it. Does that make sense that we would bias against people that are self-employed or buying on the individual market? No, it doesn't make any sense at all. So we're just simply providing, there still is a safety net. There are still people who need a safety net. So we do continue to provide a safety net, but it is not a government program in any stretch. It's your taxes that you get to use to purchase in the marketplace, as opposed to a mandate that you have to buy the government program. And by the way, you have to pay hundreds of percent more for it. 25% is the average increase in premiums this year alone. They're expecting next year could be as high as 27%. That's the average increase across the country.
Let's see, lots of others here, and we've heard this one a few times. What about buying insurance across state lines?
So that could be part of phase three. So, again, the previous caller wondering why we aren't doing more. The reason we're doing what we're doing in this phase is because of this budget reconciliation. This allows us to pass something with just 51 Senate votes. But things that are major policy changes, like buying across state lines, allowing associations, Scott. What if broadcasters throughout the Midwest could all get together, form, you know, Midwest Broadcasters Association, pool all of their employees and have an association healthcare plan? That's not allowed under Obamacare, but we could do that. But those are policy changes that would require 60 Senate votes. That's why we have to do what we're doing, get as much done as we can with these weird Senate rules, and we should have a long debate someday about weird Senate rules, you know. And
maybe fix those.
Yeah, exactly.
And there are ways. Here's another text on that point. All of Obamacare was passed via reconciliation. Why the heck can it all be repealed via the same method?
It actually wasn't. So part of it was. You might recall that Barack Obama had 60 Democratic senators when he first passed Obamacare. And remember, it passed the House, went to the Senate, and then in the meantime, after they passed the Senate version, they lost a senator. There was the special election to fill Ted Kennedy's seat, and Scott Brown won. And so we had a Republican for a short time in there, which meant they had to do a couple of extra things through budget reconciliation. But the bulk of the bill was passed with 60 Senate votes. What they ended up doing is not bringing it back to the House, because if they'd have done that, of course, there were people that were ready to change it. But they passed it with 60 Senate votes.
Another, excuse me, why can't buying insurance be like buying from a menu? Buy what you need or want, kind of like Aflac. Would that work?
Mm-hmm. So good, very important question, and this is why so many in North Dakota got very frustrated, because regardless of their age, regardless of their situation, regardless of their business, they have to buy this one package of a whole bunch of things they may or may not need. Now, having said that, it's important to understand that insurance pools work best with diversity, and so an employer plan, for example, you don't get to buy from the menu from an employer plan, because you have. You want young, healthy people in your pool. You want women in your pool. You want men in your pool. You want seniors in your pool. Because the volume of the pool is what sort of, you know, diminishes, if you will, everybody's, you know, part of it. And that helps everybody. It sort of socializes, right, both the costs and the benefits. That's how insurance pools work best. But that said, in the individual market, which is very distinctive from the employer market, you should be able to buy more from a menu, and that's what our plan allows. That's why credits are so important. You get the $1,000, let's say, and I'm not saying it is $1,000, but say yours is $1,000. You purchase what you want, what fits you best, and because at this point we punish...
That's a little more of a menu. Good point. All right, hold that. Yep. More coming up after a break. 800-228-0550. Give us a call. Text 226-8503.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Capital of Bismarck today on What's on Your Mind, Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer, taking your calls, questions, and comments. Obviously, a lot of calls over the last couple of weeks on the effort to repeal and replace Obamacare, but anything goes. If you have any question on any issue, certainly welcome on the program today. So lay that on us. We'd love to hear from you, and you can call us 258-0550 is the local telephone number. 258-0550. You can also text Todd 226-8503 to text Todd. Or you can text me at 367-2054. Love your questions. Or call. And when you call, you have two options. You can actually just leave your message and tell us exactly what, you know, what question you'd like asked, and we'll play that for Congressman Cramer when we get in, or if you want to wait and ask a question live, you can do that too. So, easy way to go. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Great deal going for the month of March. This is a humdinger from our friends at MyPillow. You need to call MyPillow directly at 800-506-9028. That's a special number for our listeners to get you the good deal. 800-506-9028, or you can go online to MyPillow.com, and there you just use the promo code Scott. And right now, for a little bit of time, a four-pack special. A four-pack special. That's right. It's a great deal. And you get 50% off this month only. Two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, and free shipping on orders over $100 too. This is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. 10-year warranty, will not go flat, 60-night money-back guarantee. MyPillow, one of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. Okay, back with Congressman Kevin Cramer. And did you have anything to finish, or can I go to these calls?
No, you can go to that call.
Okay, we'll get right to it here. Margaret is in Fargo. Margaret, your question for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead.
Yes, it's my understanding that the reconciliation process, that happens when you have two bills, one in the Senate, one in the House,
yeah.
And you kind of got to marry the two.
Yeah.
And I thought that was the reconciliation.
Yeah,
process.
Yeah. Thank you, Margaret.
I'm just wondering, why is it we can't use the nuclear option?
Yeah, okay. That's a great question. So reconciliation is used in two different ways. And Margaret described reconciliation as the process between a House and a Senate, two bills, one in each chamber, and then you form a conference committee, and they do it in the state legislature as well as Congress, and then work out the differences. That's through general, you know, that's just through the regular process. That still requires 60 Senate votes. What we're talking about in this context is specifically what's known as budget reconciliation. It's a process you can use one time each year, it requires the House and the Senate to pass the identical budget and reconcile their budget, and then that allows them to take, then they include instructions, by the way, to the relevant committees on how to save money. It has to save at least $1 billion each bill. So that budget reconciliation is what allows you to circumvent the filibuster, so you can get it with 51. So there's reconciliation, traditional reconciliation, and there's this budget reconciliation. And that's what this is specifically, is budget reconciliation. You get one shot at it in each budget.
Okay, but, I mean, as far as budget, I mean, that sits in the House. I mean...
Right, it starts in the House, that's right, and goes to the Senate, and you reconcile that budget, so that the Senate might amend it, for example, and it comes back and you reconcile it with instructions. And that only requires 51 Senate votes, as does as do the instructions, in this case, how to save money through the Affordable Health Care Act. And you can do it one time each year. So each fiscal year is how it works, Margaret. Now, your question about the nuclear option, that gets to the other issue we talked about earlier, and that's, why does the Senate continue to work with these archaic rules? Remembering that the filibuster, which is a 60-vote margin required to break a filibuster used to mean you stand in the well of the Senate and speak. And when you're done, you know, when you just fall to exhaustion or have to go to the restroom or something like that, it's over. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, they changed that. I think it was not all that long ago, Scott. I want to say like the 1970s. But they changed that so that any senator could just say, I oppose that, and then they can go home. And then somehow that's the filibuster.
That sounds like a typical Senate rule. You know, yeah, we're going to make it easy for us, the filibuster. Sorry, Margaret, go ahead.
No, well, then why would you have people, you know, you see them on TV where they're, you know, that they broke their record and sitting in the House well to speak for over 24 hours. And remember, everybody made fun of Ted Cruz because of the, the Dr. Seuss.
They didn't have to do that. That was kind of grandstanding is what it was.
It was kind of, but at the same time, it was honoring the tradition of the filibuster. And that's where Ted Cruz did it so nobly. And the guy that really did it fantastic, of course, was Rand Paul, who did it. That's right. And he effected the change he wanted. He actually got what he was seeking, which was nothing more than just something from one of the agencies. It was from the Justice Department.
But let me understand on this when you're talking about this nuclear option, you're saying that the tradition of being able to filibuster and do that however they do that in the Senate, that would remain, but a nuclear option would get rid of this ability for other things to need 60 votes outside of a filibuster. Is that what you're saying?
I that's what I sense Margaret is suggesting, or at least saying. And I do think there's something to be said on the appropriation side for that. You know, the filibuster, we should never forget, the filibuster protects the minority. And and that's the difference in the Senate and the House. And it's okay to protect the minority, to have more minority input and view. And all of that is fine. But when it's used and it's been abused so badly in recent years, you can't even pass appropriations. They shut down the government over it. They're threatening to, again, Chuck Schumer's threatened to shut down the government over this very issue.
Margaret, do you want them to change the rules?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So go nuclear.
They make it so difficult, and then they tell the public, it's too hard.
Margaret's right. It's hard for me to sit here and explain it over and over again and understand it myself, much less expect everybody who sends us there to represent them.
First-time caller to the Talk Radio Town Hall, Chip Fargo. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes.
Hi, Chip.
Honor to be on the program. Great show. Love the discussion and so on. I just wanted to let Congressman Kramer know that our son is actually in Washington, D.C. this week for Project Close Up. He's a group of nine from Davies High School.
Oh, sure.
I believe they are meeting with the North Dakota congressional delegation today. So
hopefully I'm back there for that. Yeah, hopefully I get back there in time for that. He could make a lot of money driving people around, because people that live in Washington can't drive even if in a little sleet. But anyway.
We talked to him last night. They were at the Washington Monument, and the shoes were all wet, and it was cold, but he's enjoying it. He's learning a lot. And it's just been a wonderful experience. So hopefully you're back there and can meet him. His name is Dave.
I hope so. Thank you, Chip. Yeah, I look forward to it. I love Close Up. Great program.
Appreciate the call, Chip. Thanks. You know, I love it when kids go to D.C. because they really, that's what it's all about. It's getting absorbed in how our government works and understanding it and meeting the people that serve them, which is what Congressman Cramer and Senators Hovind and Heitkamp do. They serve, you know, the citizens of North Dakota. Kristen Dickinson, you're next. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you for taking the call. Quick question. Is there any legislation in the works, or is it possible to be putting a cap on malpractice insurance payouts or tort reform on malpractice to help control the health care costs for the providers?
Amen and amen. If we don't get to the heart of the cost curve, we'll never solve the insurance side of it, right? And that's why we're focused more on people getting care than getting insurance. So tort reform or liability reform is part of what's known as phase three. So, you know, I've referenced the phases a couple of times. Phase one is what we can do with budget reconciliation. Policy does not fit into that, except to the degree it can save money. So there are certain revenue and spending items that can do that, so we do that. But things like tort reform or liability reform, that'll have to take place in phase three. That will require 60 Senate votes. And it's possible that, you know, when we fix this first piece, it will have a domino effect. But here's the other piece I haven't talked about. Obamacare mentions the Secretary of Health and Human Services and that person's power 1,400 times. 1,400. That's how much power the secretary has. Tom Price, the new secretary and a very good friend of mine, has already started rolling back some of that. In fact, he sent a letter to governors this week loosening some of the requirements on Medicaid so that they can be more flexible in how they use Medicaid to meet the requirements, the demands, and the sort of uniqueness of their particular situation. According to the American Action Forum, the new Obamacare regulations that require more than, get this now, Scott, 176,000 hours of paperwork cost our economy $53 billion. That's just the regulations. So Tom Price in phase two is already rolling back some of those regulations. So that's phase two. But the stuff that Chris is talking about, tort reform, same with associations and selling across state lines, which has some controversy associated with it. I want to make that sound simple. But all of those things will be in phase three, and that will require 60 Senate votes.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Up to Stanley, another first-time caller. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I had a question. I'm 61, and in the private market, I'm paying $1,700 a month.
Oh, my God.
I don't have any major health issues.
Yeah.
My wife is working full-time just so we can afford that.
Yeah.
And I have pregnancy coverage. What do I need pregnancy coverage for? Please help me.
There's the example of examples, getting back to the previous question about menu. And one of the things, and we always want to be careful with this, Bill and Scott, but when it comes to that menu item, you know, there, again, we don't want to dilute pools, but at the same time, when you're buying individual, as Bill is in the individual market, you should be able to get the coverage you need, not the coverage somebody else needs. And if you form an association or your employer covered, that's going to be less of a menu. But not in Bill's case. He's in the individual. And it's the individual market that's been decimated by Obamacare. So, Bill, one of the issues is the list of essential health care services. And that's something that the secretary can start an impact, and he's looking at. There are 10 essential services that are in the law itself in the individual market. But there are a whole bunch of other things that the secretary has piled on these plans on purpose so that you and your wife, healthy and 61, pay more for insurance than you need to, so that it can cover the cost of this huge government program. So our bill allows you to buy insurance in the market. In fact, by the way, your age will benefit you in terms of the tax credit piece of this. The tax credit piece it accelerates with age, not as indexed as much with income, because we need to attract more younger, healthier people into the marketplace who have been up to this point punished for it. So it really gets back to that individual market.
Good call, and good luck to you, Bill.
Thank you.
So typical of why this is important to get done and get done right. Thanks. More calls coming up on What's On Your Mind.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a
20-ounce fountain pop and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
I don't watch my energy use just because it's good for the environment, or just because state rebates save me money, or just because I work for a power company.
Mom, I'm home!
I do it because my commitment is to her. To teach her how to save. To do good work. And above all else, to leave a place a little better than you found it. She's my reason. That's why I'm proud to work at Autotel Power Company.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Springs Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayol for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Top of the hour on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Congressman Kevin Cramer's with us every week, taking your questions on any and all issues. Any and all questions, any and all issues, whatever is on your mind. So lay them on us. We're getting bombarded with a bunch of really good questions. I'm going to try and go rapid fire through these, so maybe just go paraphrase these questions. If you can give me a short answer, that'd be great. One question related to phase two and three that you've talked about. From an emailer, what if those phases 2 and 3 of the new Health Care Act get held up and not passed? What are we then going to be stuck with?
Yeah, okay, great question. So phase 1, if nothing else happened but what we're doing right now with phase 1, it's tremendous progress. Because remember, it eliminates the mandate. That really is the heart of Obamacare, the mandate, the thing you have to buy something whether you want it or not. And by the way, this is the thing you have to buy, is this government monopoly. So So you get rid of that and then provide tax credits in replace of the other safety net, as well as a lot of flexibility for innovation to states. State stabilization grant. This is something that our governor's talked a lot about. So that if nothing else happened, that's improvement. Phase two will happen, is happening, because it's the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Tom Price, who gets to implement that. So that part will happen. There'll be hundreds, if not more, regulations that will be rolled back, that will be changed more to a market, more to a market force. The third phase is the part that's the most concerning, because that will require 60 Senate votes. So we may not get 60 senators that think we should sell insurance across state lines. We may not get 60 senators that think that liability reform, tort reform should take place. You know, there ought to be caps on lawyers' fees and stuff. Because remember, the Democrats are beholden to the trial lawyers. And so they'd be hard to convince of that. With regard to associations, for example, that's something we've talked about today. The ability to associate with like-minded people, broadcasters, restaurant owners, NRA, whatever it might be, to form large pools, that I think we can get done. But if we don't get any of that done, what we've got so far through phases one and two is a great improvement.
Why would you not be able to get tort reform through?
Well, because the trial lawyers have such a lock on so many of the Democrats in the United States Senate. So you have to get 60 senators to agree.
So that's another 60 votes. I tell you what, it looks to me like you need to go nuclear on the Senate, or we're going to be beholden to, you know, Democrats and trial lawyers, right? One issue after another. And the downside of that is, I guess, when you're in the minority, you don't have the protections, and the Republicans will be in the more minority again. But
right, you can maintain it for certain things. You know, some people might think that Supreme Court justices, for example, ought to require 60 Senate votes, or you know, it used to be all justices and all appointees, but of course, Harry Reid blew that one up. So that takes a simple majority. So anyway, there are certain areas you certainly could apply a simple majority to.
Or we, the American people, just need to rise up and have a strong enough voice that, folks realize that, look, you either vote correctly or you don't have a job next time, and really get engaged and be an ally as well, because there's a lot to fix. Insurance agent sends us a note here with a question. There was a mandate in the ACA that said older people could not be raised more than a percentage of the younger people. Will that still remain?
It does not remain. So the Obamacare said that older people premiums could not increase more than three times that of a younger person's. We basically just removed that mandate, and the reason being is because of that and other things in Obamacare, young people stayed out of the market, and so everybody's premiums went up, mainly older people. So while it looks like you're putting more of a burden on older Americans, what you're really doing is you're allowing the market and the actuarial soundness to be the driving factor in setting premiums, and that way you'll get more young people in the market, and you'll dilute, again, the risk, which brings down the rates for everybody. So while it sounds like you're increasing it, you're actually just improving and fixing this individual market.
Let's play a call that came in earlier with another question for Congressman
Kramer. Good morning, Congressman Kramer. A lot of companies wanted to offload the health insurance costs, moved all the employees to part-time. Now people with the premiums that have gone sky high, they're having to choose between groceries and paying their insurance. Does Congress have a clue how critical this is to the working person? They need to hurry up. We can't wait. Have a good day.
So another fantastic call, Scott, which also shows the dilemma between those that think it's too much and those that think it's not enough. But the thing we haven't talked about is how Obamacare incents people to not work and incents companies to not hire. And he's right. It brings, you know, when many companies just took people off of or did away with that benefit and put people on part-time. Now, I don't know how that's good for America, that people who used to work 40, 50 hours now work 25 hours, or companies used to have 150 employees now only have 50. So, yes, we do know this is why we're doing it. It's why we're willing to do it. And it's why we're willing to, you know, frankly, put our reputations and our reelection and our philosophy on the line, much like Democrats did when they passed Obamacare.
Another question about a different topic. Will you be voting on the VA Accountability First Act tomorrow? I hope you'll be voting yes.
Yes and yes. Yes, it is on the schedule for tomorrow. Yes, I am voting for it, and anything we can do to bring the VA into some accountability, allowing the secretary to be able to fire more people. You know, when we signed we passed a similar bill a couple of years ago, it resulted in one person being fired, and that was the manager of the clinic, the hospital down in Phoenix. It was the heart of the problem, and of course she's already appealing to get her job back.
It's happening. All right, sir, thank you very much. We'll do it again next week. Thanks a bunch.
This was a banner show. Great job. Thanks.
It was a lot of great questions, folks. The questions that are coming up, so appreciate that. More of What's On Your Mind on the way.
Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that. And hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Kildare, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.